Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. This is episode number 3.
We're rocking right along, man.
We are.
Cranking them out.
Absolutely, 1 week at a time. Yeah. Getting ready for everybody to join us and of course some of the leading experts in the industry, May 4th through the 8th in Chicago, Illinois. Gonna be a good time.
Yes.
We've already covered a couple of different episodes where we kind of gave you some color behind the scenes.
We're gonna continue with the color trend again this time.
Yes, so we're not gonna do food and drink.
No, we're switching it up a little bit. As people are starting to actually comment on the videos saying that we might be having too much fun at these different eating and drinking establishments.
Well, you know, we really have to show people the places that they have to try.
Oh yeah, and so this definitely has a good subject matter in there as far as stuff to do, I guess you could say.
Yes, absolutely. But first, we need to cover off something that some conversations have been going on via the social media and some comments, people wanting to know more about their certification options that are available at Microsoft Ignite in Chicago.
Now, I don't know if this was like the chicken before the egg or whichever it was, but I know that even internally, we do this type of thing as well. I don't know if did it start there, if it started at those different conferences, I'm not quite sure. Either way, it's fantastic. Like, we just had an internal conference recently, and I took advantage of being able to do certification on site.
Yep.
Took some prep courses, and then I actually passed my exam I needed to pass.
Now, well, congratulations.
Yeah, so
excellent.
You have the option of doing that as well with certification offers that we have available during Microsoft Ignite. The first thing you need to know is save some bucks.
Yes.
It's typically around $150 per exam, US dollars,
yes,
if I remember correctly.
Yes.
You get it here for 50% off. So you can pre-register for being able to take these exams and then book them at a 50% discount price.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to want to make sure that you do pre-register. Now, it's not required. We do allow for walk-up exams.
Right.
But to secure that spot, to ensure you're going to be able to take the exam at that 50% discount, you want to head off to Microsoft.com/learning. And then you'll want to use the promo code IGNITENA, all one word. So IGNITENA.
I can't stress the importance of doing the pre-register, because nothing is worse than saying, oh, after all this great information I've seen on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to go ahead and write an exam on Friday. You might not have any availability. We're going to do our best because of the hours that they're going to be open, extended hours, that sort
sure
of stuff. But you want to reserve your spot, go ahead and do that pre-registration for the exam. Challenge yourself.
Absolutely. Now, before, if you were going to do some, take your exam and you want to get a little bit of some prep involved, there's a couple of different options that we have for you. First, our exam prep sessions. Now, these are sessions that are led by Microsoft certified trainers, so
right,
experts in the industry, to help you get ready for those exams. And then, of course, if you are interested in doing some kind of, you know, taking some pretests, some of those sample tests that we have out there, we have the study hall. So there's going to be books. Some of the sample practice exams are going to be available for you as well. So make sure you take advantage of those options if you are looking to pass an exam while you're at Microsoft Ignite.
And again, the exam certification testing, it literally, we set up a full testing center at the facility,
yes,
dedicated people and to register you for that particular exam, to validate your government-issued photo ID that you have to bring as well.
Yep. Check you in, everything else.
You know, you can't bring any stuff into the actual room, and it's, you know, just like you would have in a testing center, just on a larger scale that is there. It also is nice and quiet.
Yeah.
A nice quiet area there, too.
Absolutely, and also, if you're going to take advantage of the study hall, Microsoft certified trainers will also be staffing that
to kind of help assist proctors. They can kind of walk around and answer questions.
Yeah, answer your questions and kind of help point you to the right resources and things.
That's a little different.
Those the exam prep sessions are kind of they are in the session schedule.
Yeah, they'll be added.
And
it looks like a breakout, but it's specifically targeting a specific exam by and delivered by a Microsoft certified trainer.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to spend the time of a session to kind of get in depth on, you know, those things that you need to know for that particular exam. So you're going to want to take a look at the scheduling tool and get those added where you deem it appropriate.
Right.
And of course, if you can't make one of those sessions, there is the study hall there to kind of help you out with that. So make sure you get registered, you take one of those exams. Again, it's Microsoft.com/learning. Use the promo code IGNITENA. That kind of does it for, you know, the main topic here.
Yeah.
I think we should continue on, as we mentioned, and we kind of teased earlier, some things to do. Now,
what's your favorite, man? Out of the ones we're going to show now, what would you say is your favorite?
this is going to be, it's going to catch a lot of folks off guard because I'm not an art guy.
Oh, yeah?
But the Art Institute of Chicago was absolutely fantastic. I didn't really get art until you see some of this stuff. It's really amazing.
Phenomenal collection. Definitely stuff that is addressable to all sorts of different range of different tastes and different styles and different time periods. Really beautiful facility, quite large. They just had a new modern renovation that took place there as well. Mm-hmm. That sort of stuff. I don't know. For me, I love that one there, but I'm...
I know where you're going with this.
I like the boat.
You like the boat?
The boat.
Oh, that surprises
the
me.
The river tour.
Because I thought it was all about the Chicago 316 being tilted from what was formerly known as the John Hancock Tower just over the city.
Me, I'm an architecture buff.
Ah.
And so for me, I saw some awesome architecture on the the river tour that we took.
Yes.
The 360 is a close second to my heart, yep. Mainly because watching just how uncomfortable you were close to the windows because you don't like
it was it's a thing called vertigo, right? It doesn't really work.
Doesn't go
on high places, which
doesn't
is funny given that I kind of walk everywhere I go is a high place, you know, with my height. But one other thing that we're going to show you today as well, and questions have come up again on the social media about this is shopping.
Yep.
There is plenty.
Yeah, I call it the wrong name, but the correct name is the Magnificent
Mile. Yes.
Okay.
Michigan Avenue, which basically spans the main central part of downtown, right, kind of along there. Everything that you want to do shopping. If you're looking to get some, you know, gifts for the family to bring home, you know, you've got some of the bigger brands there with Lego, American Girl, and then of course you're looking for high-end designers. They got those there. They really kind of have everything there. You know what? We're just talking too much about it. Why don't we just show folks at home some of the things to do while you visit Chicago?
Hey, Nas, roll that video.
Nobody ever told us not to play in traffic.
I know. Just don't fall off the edge over there.
They are hazard pay?
The hazard pay. I don't know if we paid up our dues or anything like that.
We're standing in the middle of Michigan Avenue, a.k.a.
the Magnificent Mile.
There you go. It's longer than a mile.
Technically it is. They say that 8 city blocks is approximately a mile, and the Magnificent Mile is actually 13 blocks-ish.
Ish.
I was qualified as saying ish. We're actually standing in front of the area where kind of either it starts or it ends. It depends on your perspective in life, I guess.
Because it's starting and ending, right? Yeah.
We're just kind of in front of the area where they have the old water tower.
Yes.
Which is one of the two surviving structures after the Great Chicago Fire of 1871.
Yep.
The tower was built in 1869. The other building is actually on the other side, is over here, which is the First Presbyterian Church. That was built immediately after the fire.
Oh.
Cool stuff.
I had no idea.
No.
What I do know is that this is the place you want to go if you want to do some shopping.
Yes.
You want to check out some bars and restaurants.
Oh, yes.
The place to be. Well, let's see. 460 stores, 275 restaurants,
and like
60 hotels.
60 hotels.
It's fantastic. You want high-end shopping, you want your Bloomingdale's and all that stuff, the 900 block is the place that you want to be for that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got everything else in between, including a very, very big American Girl doll store.
I was about to say, if we need to pop in there afterwards, pick up my girl something.
It's a fantastic place to come. As mentioned, it's 13 blocks, so you're going to get your steps in.
Yep.
You're counting your steps. So come check out Magnificent Mile.
How can we intelligently start this off? I don't know.
Well, we're at a museum.
Okay.
So we have to be intelligent.
And it's Chicago. It is Chicago.
It is, yes.
So this place, the Chicago Art Museum.
The Chicago Art Institute.
It was
created in 1879.
And this is where they have the picture.
We haven't gone inside yet. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I heard this is where they have the Gothic picture.
Yes.
American Gothic, the famous one.
Correct.
The pitchfork.
In fact, it's one of the most important art collections in the United States.
Okay.
And if you go to the interwebs and you look up TripAdvisor, ranked as the number one museum in all of the world.
Wow. Interesting.
So super important. This is one of the coolest places to come to if you're an artsy guy, want a bit of culture in your life, so you want to come check this out. And we're going to go inside and see exactly what they've got going on. inside the Art Institute of Chicago. We've got to be quiet.
Shh. I know. Shh.
No more shouting.
See, that's why we have microphones. They can hear us. No one else can hear us here.
We're shouting through the entire first part of the exhibition.
I honestly have to say, I'm just in awe.
Yes.
Like, in awe. We were outside before, inside here. I've been walking past Van Gogh's, Cezanne's, Monet's. Like, I'm seeing all these artwork. I'm seeing all this artwork that I've always had on my walls in my dorm and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In my house.
Yeah.
But it's the real thing.
It is the real thing.
It's the largest impressionist gallery
collection
mm-hmm. Outside of Paris.
Outside of, yeah.
And it's here. It actually...
Right here in Chicago.
I found it was because the Chicago industrialists of the 1800s mm-hmm. actually went over to Paris and brought back a very large collection because yeah. they were friends with all the painters.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's absolutely fascinating. You mentioned, you know, you've got
the
Van
big
Gogh.
Names. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the painting in the bedroom, right? Fantastic painting there. George O'Keefe right behind us, mm-hmm. Which is the sky above the clouds. It was just fitting that we kind of shot mm-hmm. right here in front of this. Monet, the water lilies painting, the haystacks painting.
Gustave Calbeau, Paris Street, La Rue en Paris. It's there, big one.
Yeah,
you'll see that. No, you'll understand when you see it. Understand.
You really need to come check out this museum, and we've only got just this little bit. So let's go see more. Let's go see more art.
Yeah.
We're standing on the Nichols Bridgeway, which connects the Millennium Park with the Art Institute of Chicago. We have just spent a lot of time inside of the Art Institute.
No, let me correct that. We have not spent enough time in the Art Institute. If you're coming to the event, you make sure you arrive a week early, and you might be able to see everything that's in there.
They actually say it takes 3 days to get through everything, and why I say we spent a lot of time, we saw like that much of it.
Yeah, it was like a whirlwind tour.
We were here. Check out the Modern Wing. The Modern Wing is kind of what appeals to me. You've got some Picasso there. And it's not just about the paintings. There's sculptures.
Yep.
You're into the whole Art Deco thing.
Art Deco thing. I saw a nice Bauhaus sculpture that was in there in the Modern Wing. Now, the Modern Wing building is actually a Leeds-style modern building. They have, I like this, automatically opening and closing louvers and blinds to keep just the right amount of light, optimal for the pictures at all times.
It's awesome. It's amazing. So you want to come check this place out. Give yourself, as we mentioned, time.
Oh, and I got a time saver tip for you.
Oh?
General admission is about $23. That gets you in for the day. But if you buy a City Pass, this is one of the, I don't know, five or six different things that you can do with a City Pass. And the City Pass, I think, is around $75.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'd pay the $75 and come three times to this, but that's me.
See, and I'm not an art guy, and I even found that absolutely fascinating.
Yep.
So, definitely, again, there's a reason it's been voted the world's best museum.
Oh,
so, you want to come check this out while you're here in Chicago. We are standing outside of the John Hancock Tower. Big building.
It's rather really iconic. Tall. Very iconic.
Absolutely. And we are here to talk a little bit about the 360 Chicago experience.
Now, in case you don't know, this building was built in 1969, completed in 1970. I forget how many stories it is, but it's a 39 to 45 second elevator ride from the bottom all the way to the very top for the observation deck.
I had to pop my ears a few times on the way up.
Yes.
So it's super cool. This experience, you can go up to the 360 Chicago, otherwise known as the Observatory. It's been known in one way, shape, or form as the John Hancock Observatory over 40 years.
Easily the best views of Chicago, anywhere around, 360 degrees.
So, 365 days a year, from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., you can go up and experience 360 Chicago. There's a couple of different ways to do it. Now, first of all, you get 360 degree views, hence the reason it's called 360.
You like that? They're smart.
I'm right on it. Where you can actually see all sides of the city.
Yeah.
So you can see over the lake, you can see up to the north side, up to the south side. Fantastic views. Or you can do the tilt experience.
Now, I want to try that out. I hear it's actually really cool. Joey here is actually deathly ill if he gets too close to the edge.
It's vertigo, it happens.
So we'll see what happens. But we don't know if we're going to be able to broadcast from up there or not, because this is also a production broadcast tower
for NBC, yes. I do believe. So
yes.
Our
Even
wireless microphones.
With our mics now.
Our microphones might not work, so we'll see what happens.
So admission to 360 Chicago is $18. On top of that, you want to pay the $7 extra to do the tilt?
Yes.
You can do that. That's where they tilt you about 30 degrees over the city.
And it's also part of that City Pass thing.
Yes.
I do believe. So you can get the City Pass for a bunch of different options and then be able to use that one of the tickets to be able to go ahead and use it.
You can also take a look and see, they do a kind of a tour with seven different languages, and then they also have these interactive boards
touch
as well.
Screens.
So you can,
yeah, you can like zoom in on the touch screens, and they got little moving icons about stuff and different waypoints to figure out what the details are.
Absolutely.
It's sweet. I love it.
Right off Michigan Avenue, it's the Hancock Building in 360 Chicago. On a boat.
I love this. Absolutely love this. I was asking the director if we're going to be able to go at least stand on a bridge. Next thing you know, we're on a boat going underneath 24 bridges.
We're on Chicago's First Lady, the architecture tour, headed right up and down the river of Chicago. It's fascinating. You can actually hear the tour guide behind us.
She's amazing, man. She's been talking continuously almost for like 90 minutes, and she's got the script perfect. She talks about all the different styles. And as you can see by the sunglasses, it's sunny enough out here. You got to wear a hat. You got to wear sunshades. You got to put on the sun cream lotion. In May, it's still going to be enough sunshine to go off and enjoy a beautiful boat tour.
This is pretty amazing. There are actually six major types of architecture that they cover here on the tour. We've got contemporary, neo-Gothic, mid-century, modern, postmodern.
Art Deco, my favorite.
That's
all
your favorite
over the place.
You're all about the
I'm
Egyptian.
All about the Art Deco.
Yep.
Egyptian. You can see them. All over here, man. Absolutely all over here. Just gorgeous.
And then, of course, the Balzart design. You mentioned the
24 different bridges.
We're on this particular boat. There's a lot of other boat tours that you can take a look at. You can also, if you're so inclined, get on a kayak.
Oh, yeah. They do kayak rentals and
yes.
tours and canoe tours. And if you're adverse to the water, you can always go and walk sections of this with what they call the river walk.
That's right.
Across a whole bunch of different buildings. It doesn't run the continuous view of the entire river. But it's definitely major sections. You've got some nice restaurants over here to the side.
Yep.
Go down and have a little bike to eat. This is amazing.
This new section here, they're actually, you can see the construction behind us, they're actually building this river walk. It's going to be ready for you, hopefully, when we come down for the event in May.
And did you know that this river is actually alive and there's stuff inside of it?
Like fish.
There's 74 different types of fish that live inside this river. You can actually fish out of this river and eat it. I don't know if I do it, but it's good.
You do it first.
And this is the same river that they also dye green.
That is correct.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Although it is a environmentally safe, non-toxic dye to use.
I saw that show too.
I know. I saw the show.
Make sure you come check out one of the many river tours while you're right here in Chicago.
So there you have it, some fun things to do. And you can actually experience all of those things while you're in Chicago. The Art Institute thing, I'm going to give a little bit of a tip.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna wanna spend a lot of time there. We spent several hours there. We hardly even scratched the surface. So make sure you plan extra time, you know, to kind of absorb. I tell you, I'm not an art guy, and it was fantastic.
There's a special pass you can buy for the tourism of the city to be able to do different things, and the Art Institute is part of that. But if you also have not registered yet, but you're just watching all of this, where do they go to register?
You want to go to ignite.microsoft.com, click the button that says register. Sure you get registered today. You don't want to miss out on this. Again, May 4th through the 8th. Now remember, we are actually going to have sessions, the pre-day sessions.
Right.
On the 3rd, so you can add those. You can also add them later, but if you're at registration, go ahead and add those if something strikes your fancy. And of course, the certification exams, which we talked about earlier. Now, as we mentioned throughout the show, we've been taking a lot of feedback from those of you on the social media channels. I want to make sure that you get in touch with us. Yeah, absolutely. You can do it via Twitter.
Yep.
We follow a hashtag.
The hashtag is hashtag MSIgnite that we follow. And the Twitter handle for the Microsoft Ignite conference, which is managed by humans, is @ MS_Ignite, in case you're interested.
As always, you can comment below on our video that we have here. We're taking those comments as well, trying to figure out exactly what you want to see through the next, I guess we've got about
10-11 ish shows remaining to go.
Yep.
Happy to take that feedback. We're already getting a ton of great feedback, and it's already kind of tweaked and changed some of the shows as we move forward.
Yeah, you can also ping us personally in case you're interested. I'm @RicksterCDN online.
I'm @JoeySnow on the Twitter as well, so you can get us there. Until then, I think that's it. Yep. Another show, a wrap.
You got it.
We'll see you next week on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown Show.